and welcome to In Business Talks 2, a weekly podcast about people who work together as a couple. Learn the secrets of business partnerships, the benefits and pitfalls of working together. Be it husband and wife, father and son, mother and daughter, friends, relatives, or any other combination of business partnerships. What are you looking at me for?
Hang on, I thought I were doing that bit.
No, I was doing that and then you're doing the rest.
Oh, okay then. Well, we are your hosts, Tracy and the Anil, founders of In Business, a networking and business support community. And together,
we are In Business. You think we get it right by now?
Well, one day we will, probably.
So what's happening today?
Well, this week we've got a montage of some of the questions that some of our guests have asked us over a number of episodes. So we thought we'd share our answers to their questions with you. So you can find out a little bit more about us.
Ooh, exciting.
Yeah.
And as usual, we'll let you know of any useful business apps or websites out there that our members have come across and shared with us at our regular weekly online meetings.
Plus, we'll tell you about our special bonus episode coming up this Friday, our Friday Fix. So be sure to listen all the way through to the end to find out more. So, without further ado, let's crack on with In Business Talks 2, episode 20.
Our first question came from Declan and Sharon of The Digital Gene. Now, it's quite a while ago since they recorded their episode, but it's an interesting question.
It was probably a bit similar to what you've kind of asked us, to be honest, but I just wanted to hear your perspective from it. If you've both got really different opinions on something or a different strategy, how do you two kind of come to a compromise? Is there always kind of one of you that wins, I'm saying, or like gets their way with it? I see the smirks behind the
Over to you for that one then, Tracy. You answer
that.
I think obviously we do have differences of opinions about things, as you do naturally, don't you, about things. But I think in general we sort of we meet in the middle ground, don't we? We see reason. If it's presented in such a way, like, oh well, you're right. Despite you thinking originally they're not right, I think you do. I think you can come around through discussion and things, can't you?
I think usually I get a bit stroppy first,
and then you get a bit moody, don't you?
And then Ian talks me round, and we're like, yeah, all right then. Yeah.
Actually, you get your way more than I. Now think about it. Careful,
we don't want any arguments.
I think we normally resolve it fairly well, don't we? Like I say, it's you have to, don't you, if you want to move forward and for the business. There's no point. You've got to.
How long have you guys worked together?
3 years, just coming up 3 years. We started in business 3 years ago. So
in fact, we haven't started that long before. I think Declan visited us for the first.
It must have been a year since. We've only been married 4 years and we started a business after a year of being together, being married, didn't we? I think we're still we're still in the honeymoon period, you know, we're still loved up.
So far so good is all I can say.
I was just going to say, like you say, it's a business and it's got to keep moving forward. So if you don't come to a compromise, then you're just stuck for a while, aren't you?
Our next question is from Joanne and Steve of Data Bubble. I wonder what they were thinking or they had on their minds when they asked this question.
Yeah, I've got a question up straight away because it ties in with what I've mentioned already about our travelling. My question is, given that I know you guys as fabulous networking organisers, you've got a cracking group there in business. Now that we are all Zoom-ified and we're all familiar with this phrase that certainly I hadn't heard of around about a year ago that's opened up the world to networking as opposed to the old, you know, an hour's drive time, an hour and a half there and an hour back. We now can network anywhere. Given how much we love travelling, if you were to set up a business networking group and you could set it up from anywhere in the world, where would that place be?
Ooh. Oh, that's a good, that is a damn fine question, that, Steve.
I don't know. There's so many places. I mean, I've always wanted to live abroad, but I think whilst you've still got older parents and family here, I don't know if I ever could. Much as I love the sunshine and I love being outdoors and eating and all the rest of it. Do you know, I think I'd have still have to say Leeds or Morley. And that sounds really boring, but actually well, it's...
I think if we were to take family and everything out of it and just as a... I think I'd quite like to do it from the Maldives.
Oh, well.
depending upon their broadband capabilities.
Connectivity, Wi-Fi.
Yeah. But if you took... Yeah, but like Tracy, I think... Your home, I think, where the family and everybody is and where we can,
Our next question comes from Jill White and Andy Hanselman of Andy Hanselman Consulting.
Yeah, well, one of the things that we've thought about this, we talk about businesses being dramatically and demonstrably different. What is it that differentiates them?
3D, that's
which is this thing about thinking in 3D. So that's what I'd like to ask you. What do you believe as a business is your dramatic difference?
That's a good question. Over to you, Tracy. good question. Dramatic difference. Well, our mantra, if you like, is we help people to connect, learn and grow. And I think, good question. I think they're helping people to connect, to meet other people so they can grow. When everybody can sort of, I don't know, rise together, everybody lifts up, lift up everybody and help them to learn new things as well. We like the fact, I don't know if we're any different really, but so people can learn. You could join our group, you can be brilliant at what you do, making widgets, but you might not know anything about marketing, about PR, about web design that you might need, all those other bits that you need to know. But with us, we like to think we're like hold your hand, we guide you. We've had some nice stories where people have come in and have been shy and timid and not known much. And now they're flying, aren't they? Yeah. Thinking of Fliss, she just wanted to be a graphic designer. Now she wants to take
Freelance graphic
designer. Yeah, now she wants to take on the world, and
employ people.
Yeah, and she was scared of networking. Now she's you wouldn't believe the change. And that's what we've seen over several people. So difficult, excellent question, but difficult to answer. But I think from a difference point of view, we like to think we are the difference.
Next up, we have Karen and Callum of Creative Inc. And their question was inspired from a personal experience. And did you say you had a question for us?
The question was actually because Callum and I went into business because something happened to Callum was a bad experience and that made us set up our business. How did you set up your business? Was it a certain experience? Was it a natural thing?
I think I was in business before by myself. And even I had somebody working with me. And after 5 years, she left. And it was the responsibility was back to being all on my shoulders. And it was not only full-time 9 to 5 doing. There was emails on an evening. There was deliveries at weekends. So it was kind of taking over my life. And we'd fairly recently got together, hadn't we? And it was taking over Ian's life as well. It was, it was this all-encompassing thing. And I think we just thought, life's too short to have this total responsibility. So I sold that business. And we decided to set this up between us so that we could have a bit more of a lifestyle business.
Yeah, I'd started a networking group with someone else, and we've not been going very long. And then she decided that she'd got a better offer somewhere. I think she decided she wanted to work for the council or something. She got a better offer, which left me in the lurch a little bit because it's quite difficult doing it on my own. Because I have my other job as well, I do telecoms as well. And my passion is networking and things, all things networking. And I really don't. I do enjoy the networking and the meeting people, and such as people like yourself. Everyone's got a story to tell, which I love. Yeah. And so we said, well, what can we do? And it seemed an ideal time. I said, well, why don't we start our own group up where we can use our own ethos, where people can network, that people are under pressure, so they can network, they can meet new people, they can learn the skills. Because it's like you say, isn't it? That, I mean, a lot of people are good at what they do, but when you start a business, you don't always know how to run a business or all the things that are involved. You think, oh, I'm good at making widgets, yeah. but there's a whole raft of other things that you have to do, isn't there, to run a business that you don't necessarily know about. Yeah. So brilliant. I think that's what we wanted to look, get people to, I don't know, learn new skills as well so they could grow the business and have the lifestyle that they want, I think, isn't it, really? Because I think our mantra is we help people to connect, learn and grow. So that might be growing business and also growing in a personally as well. Do you know what I mean? In a fulfillment way. So,
I think that's great. Because business is personal.
Yeah.
It is, It also makes your transition a lot less daunting for them as well, which is really good.
And we get a lot of, funnily enough, we do get in the group, we've had a lot of corporate, people who've been in corporate for a long time, got to their 40s and 50s and thought, oh, we've had enough of this, and decided to jump out of the rat race, if you like, and set their own business up. And we've got quite a few people, and in fact, the vast majority of people who've been in a corporate world and decided they're going to do their own thing. So it's nice everybody's in the same boat, in the same mindset, isn't it?
And we just want to help them grow their business faster.
Yeah.
Or develop their business. Maybe not grow it to a massive amount because, you know, they're probably looking for a similar sort of lifestyle business, but just to develop it to a viable business that
that they want to live, that suits their life, so that's our mission, isn't it? That's generally our reason. Oh, on this one we had great fun recording with these two, Chris and Simon, a couple of characters there of Meow. They each had a question for us here, so this is quite good.
Simon and I behave like an old married couple, whereas you are a very much younger married couple.
Nicely.
How do you work together, live together, do all the things you do together without killing each other?
It's hard. It's hard, Chris, I can tell
it's
you.
It's difficult, not easy. Well, it's going to sound pretty damn boring. We get on. I think we're similar people in lots of ways, aren't we?
We're
pretty laid back. We're quite easygoing. I mean, don't get me wrong. We have our moments, but overall, it's exciting.
I can't imagine either of you ever getting angry.
No, well, sometimes,
but it's like you guys work together. It's like when we work together. It's exciting. It's you know, coming up with ideas for things and stuff like that. It's quite.
Yeah, we're constantly sort of thinking, oh, well, we could do this, and we could do this.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Do you find that you ever switch off?
Not really.
No.
Not really.
No, but I don't think that's a bad thing. Well, we do occasionally, but it's a good thing, I think.
And it's fun if it's something that you enjoy doing, why switch off? If one of us has an idea, because if I don't tell about the idea that I've had, 30 seconds later, it's gone. You might just say, what was that? I don't know, I can't remember. So it's a bit like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or we have to write it down.
It's Tracy, your intended post-it note, basically.
Yeah. Although I'm not that good at remembering either. Pretty boring, well, aren't you? So I usually have to write it down. I'm usually like the
I'll tell
VA.
You what, guys, we've had some cracking ideas. If we could only remember them, you know,
we'd be like you two. We'd be flying. We would.
So, I'm sure we've forgotten more than we've actually implemented.
We're just fairly laid back and not much stresses us out, which isn't a bad thing, really.
And actually, I know we've had this conversation already, Tracy, because you've been on Meow, but I'm going to ask it for the benefit of the podcast. In business, what are you going to be doing in future when we open up again? What's your plan for how you go forward with it?
We are going to remain online because, as we can see from you, there is a definite need for it, and we've had a good year with online stuff. We will take it back to face to face, perhaps not as often as we used to, and maybe not quite as, I don't know.
It'd be a bit of a hybrid. It's going to be a hybrid. It's going to be online. And offline as well. Yeah, it's going to be finding a balance, you know, when people are comfortable getting back together again. I mean, let's face it. I mean, we thought last year when this happened, oh, my God, that's it. In business is stuffed because we'd never heard of Zoom. Oh, we had funny story. I'd sort of half heard of Zoom. And I'd said to you the year before, hadn't I? Oh, why don't we do networking online? And then I sort of almost immediately dismissed it. I said, nah, nobody will come. Nobody will bother. Of course, we've all been forced into it now, haven't we? Sort of more or less.
I think it's the case. Well,
I wouldn't. If somebody had come up with Meow before we did and before lockdown, I'd have said,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
No chance. That'll be a right load of crap.
Yeah.
But so it's amazing what life can teach you, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. What is it?
In fact,
necessity is the mother of invention.
I believe that's the phrase, yes.
Our last couple for this episode are Charlotte and Russell of Arctic Associates. And they also took the liberty of asking two questions, but we don't mind.
What have you learned from interviewing couples and others? I mean, you're not just doing married couples, it was you doing business partners. So what have you learned? Is there any themes that you have noted and you could say, that's something I've seen every time, or that's something that's unique to that couple, or is it something that you've learned each time that you thought, oh, that's interesting?
I think it's that a lot of couples, they have different skills and different strengths, and they both play to the strengths. You're not exactly the same. You're not two carbon copies of each other, because that just wouldn't work. You need to have different roles within the partnership, don't you?
I think what I've learned is there's a lot of commonality as well with people. What you guys have said about various things, other people have answered in similar ways to similar questions. So although you might think you're very different and unique, it's surprising how... I can't think, nothing springs to mind at the moment, but I know when you said that, I thought, yes, there is commonality in some of the things that we've asked and people have answered about the things like the, talk about the business out of hours and all that sort of thing and trying to set times. That's just one example, but there's been quite a few, hasn't there, where there's, we've said before, and I just can't think of it now, but that is.
You'll have to go and listen to all your podcasts.
You'll have to re-listen, I should know them by heart because I edit them, so it takes me ages.
I'm sure it does.
But,
that was my next question. How long will it take you to edit?
longer than it takes to record.
Yeah, it can be hard work sometimes.
You get a bit consumed with it as well.
I'll tell you what's worse, though. You guys, your sound quality is pretty good. It's if you get someone that the sound quality is really poor, that's a nightmare.
It's in your ears, isn't it?
Really difficult.
That's really hard because
really
you're tweaking things.
Yeah,
around.
Yeah.
Are you musical? Yeah. I noticed there's some music behind you. Are you musical?
Oh, the piano.
Oh, it's piano.
Yeah.
Well, we're trying.
Yeah, we're taking lessons. Well, you can actually play, can't you?
I used to play as a child.
Yeah.
So when we started about 2 years ago, or 18 months ago, I picked it up again fairly quickly. So I can.
Yeah, she didn't really tell me though, guys. It was
I didn't.
What happened was, I said, I fancy learning the piano. Okay, we could do it together. Yeah, okay, cool. So we booked some lessons. And of course, first day I'm tinkering about with whatever I'm doing. And she's nearly playing a foot. Yeah, and then suddenly she's there on the
floor.
Hang on a minute, that's not a novice. But no, you're not bad, are you, on some of the stuff?
Yeah, I can.
I'm still struggling getting the left hand working independently of the right hand. But it's good. It's good.
I have a question for you. What is your what's the best thing that you like about working together that gives you the most happiness? Don't take too long, guys.
A bit twee, but just being together, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. We enjoy being together
in each other's company.
It's nice having you sat at the next desk so I could say, what do you think to this, and have you thought of that, and
sharing
it's the company, isn't it? It's been together, isn't it?
And sharing those goals and
the highs, sharing the lows,
more lows than highs.
Good question. Charlotte,
you can see it in you though. That's why you're thriving.
We do enjoy working together. Don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Don't get us wrong, we do have our moments.
We all do.
We're not perfect.
We all do. We're certainly not perfect.
We do have differences of opinion, but usually we get over them fairly quickly. They don't linger, do they?
It's just being together.
Yeah, being together.
Enjoying that time.
Right, some great questions there from our guests, and we hope that it gave you a little bit of an insight as to the couple behind In Business. And now, as usual, we come to our knowledge share for this week. So what is our knowledge share for this week, Tracy?
It's pressreader.com, and it's the best place to read thousands of newspapers and magazines from around the globe. Subscribers get access to more than 7,000 of the world's top publications as soon as they're available on the shelves.
Oh, well, that sounds pretty good. Probably some interesting reading among 7,000 publications, I would imagine.
Yeah, you must have plenty of time on your hands to read all those. Yeah,
of course, as usual, we will also put the details in the show notes as well. So, wow, what a great share. So get in touch and let us know if you do try it and what you think.
We're almost at the end of this week's show, but before we go, we're excited to tell you about our bonus episode this Friday on the Friday Fix, where we'll be discussing a business-related subject with a fellow business owner who'll be sharing their advice, thoughts or knowledge on a particular topic. This Friday's episode is with Nicola McDonald, and we'll be discussing niching your business.
Ooh, sounds interesting.
It is.
Also, if you'd like to join us at one of our online networking meetings, the link will also be in the show notes. You'd be more than welcome, and it would be good to see you there. So, thanks so much for joining us this week on In Business Talks 2. We hope you've enjoyed it, and if you have, all we ask is that you simply tell a friend about the show. We'd really appreciate it.
Until next time, this is Ian and Tracy, and together we are in business. Goodbye.
Goodbye.